For 39 years, Sesame Street has been the foundation of the PBS lineup of kids' shows, teaching letters and numbers, a few words of Spanish, and American Sign Language. In the last couple of years, PBS has been developing a whole new slate of shows designed to help kids prepare to read. There's a new one starting on September 1st. It's called Martha Speaks. And NPR's Elizabeth Blair explains what all the new PBS shows are trying to do.
Not too long ago, I picked up my 3-year-old at daycare. They were handing out free DVDs of a show I'd never heard of called Super Why.
Who's got the power to read?
My son loved it.
Super Why!
The animated characters on Super Why have special powers. They spell, sound out words, read simple sentences.
And they jump inside books and look for answers to questions that they have.
Executive producer Angela Santomero.
We're also modeling that, you know, using books as a resource for life.
What can we do so Joy stops crying?
Good question.
And when we have a question, we look
in a book.
Turns out that free DVD was part of a major initiative by the Department of Education. In 2005, it gave PBS a multi-million dollar grant to produce shows that would help teach pre-reading skills to children from low-income families. My son was going to a YMCA daycare in downtown Washington, D.C., one of 20 cities targeted for outreach. So now, when you turn on PBS, there's a whole lineup of literacy shows like Word World, Between the Lions, and Word Girl. The new show this fall is Martha Speaks, based on the books by Susan Medaw. Martha is a dog who eats some alphabet soup and...
Instead of going to her stomach, the letters in the soup went to Martha's brain. That's why Martha is the only dog who can communicate using words.
Educationally, our goal is to help encourage kids' vocabulary development.
Carol Greenwald is the executive producer of Martha Speaks.
A typical middle-class kid enters first grade knowing about 20,000 words, give or take. But kids from lower socioeconomic groups and kids who are English language learners have about 5,000 words. So there's a giant gap there, which just continues to grow.
So on each episode of Martha Speaks, Greenwald says 5 words will be explicitly defined.
Why do you have to jabber on about burglars anyway?
I'm just expressing my thoughts.
Expressing? You mean your mouth is like the express bus? It hardly ever stops?
No.
And these definitions are all scrutinized by an expert in vocabulary learning who helps us to make sure that the definition is really clear to our target audience.
That's a very difficult skill to teach.
Susan Newman teaches education at the University of Michigan. She was at the Department of Education when the decision was made to focus on literacy. Newman is very supportive of these shows, but she says not enough kids are watching them.
Some of the programs are a little bit too didactic and don't have the charm and the interaction and the excitement that some of the other programs have.
Noodle.
Take the Emmy Award-winning show Between the Lions.
It is a bit didactic. It focuses very much on phonological awareness, a key skill that is important to literacy development. But at the same time, phonological awareness, which is is not terribly fun for young children.
In other words, kids would rather watch Curious George or Blue's Clues. And that could explain why the literacy shows don't get great ratings. Only one, Super Why, is in the top 10. Under the terms of the grant from the Department of Education, the PBS producers must use the latest research on childhood literacy development at every stage in the process. But no matter how scientifically sound they are, the shows will have a hard time preparing young children to read if the kids aren't watching. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.